Hello, I'm Rita Hyland, and you're about to discover what it means to position your business, career, and life to play full out. This show explores the way leaders just like you embrace and achieve their ambition without working harder or grinding it out any longer. So if you want to take your life, business, or career to a playing full out status and do so while being the happiest high performer in the room, then hang with me because this show shares everything you need to know using the best of neuroscience, transformational psychology, and a bit of spiritual wisdom to help you change fast, even when it's uncomfortable or scary, or you failed to do so in the past. All this so that you can enjoy more freedom and prosperity in your business and life. I'm happy you're here.
Hey there, friends. I'm so glad you're here with me today. You're going to get a different kind of treat. I'm going in deeper than I have in the past on a topic I haven't really covered with all of you. And it has in part to do with a conversation in a previous Playing Full Out podcast episode that we devoted to why we overwork. It's called How to Work Less Without the Worry. And I heard back from a lot of you who had more questions and said you really resonated with what the topic was, which was that you've accomplished a lot in so many ways, but are continue to struggle with being able to stop working so hard or to slow down or to enjoy the treasures and the things you've already achieved, the accomplishments you've already had, that there's just something that you can't shake, which is this compulsion to work hard and hustle. One business owner wrote that he didn't understand it at all. He said that he thought that when he accomplished a certain level, this level that he has currently in his business, that he'd finally feel satisfied or fulfilled, but that something still feels like it's missing. And he said he'd give anything to be able to let go more and to enjoy more and to be more able to be more present, but that he always seems to be chasing this missing feeling. I completely understand this. It's something I learned about myself for the first time a long time ago that explained so much of my dissatisfaction and my compulsion to hustle, even after I had achieved something that I thought would give me the feeling that I was missing. And it had everything to do with a belief in self-worth. And that is the topic of what we're going to talk about in this conversation. I'm going to share a quick story to explain. Many years ago, walked into an office of an individual who I was hoping and had the intention to help me with identifying a more satisfying career. And I left with many ahas, but a most unusual assignment. And it was to embrace the belief that I am worthy of unconditional love. These were words I'd never heard of before. The woman said, "Understand that you don't have to accomplish another thing in order to be worthy." Truthfully, that felt very uncomfortable. Wasn't my MO. But while it was nice, I also didn't see what that had to do with me identifying a fulfilling career. What I hadn't seen was that most of my life, I believed I only accomplished and achieved enough that then I wouldn't be enough to feel worthy. I hadn't seen that I was always being driven by this deep belief that my worth was in direct correlation to my last result or accomplishment. And so this kept me hustling. It kept me working hard to achieve more because I figured if I pleased enough people, if I accumulated the things that most considered represented success, and if I got enough validation and kudos and recognition that I'd finally feel those feelings of fulfillment that I was yearning for. And this was at the root of what was driving me to spend long hours working three jobs, working out constantly, perfecting my work, pleasing my bosses, along with my families and friends. And I really believed that if I just hustled hard enough that one day I'd get there and I'd be worthy. But these beliefs, they didn't then and they still don't now foster fulfillment because they aren't true at all. They're based on the lie that we have to achieve and work hard and do more in order to be loved. Then we wonder why we are so troubled to slow down. So what does this have to do with your leadership, with your life, with your relationships? I'm going to tell you, I didn't know at the time either. I've spent a lot of time in my professional life with incredibly successful people on the outside, high achievers. They have had success, whether that be in their career or financial success, but whatever they achieved, it didn't feel like it was enough. So that they did the only thing that they knew, the only thing that they'd ever been taught, which is that they just worked harder. We don't feel enough as we are. So we have falsely believed that there's going to be some level of accomplishment that will finally give us that feeling of worthiness that we so desire. So we keep going after more and consistently feel that it's not enough. If you think for a moment that this is probably not you or you don't resonate with this, let's just listen to the numbers. By the numbers, 90% of women struggle with not feeling enough. 73% of female executives battle with imposter syndrome. And if you think it's only a female issue, it's not. The numbers for men are almost the same. They recognize in research today. Some would say 70% of men have feelings of being inadequate. Now, hear me out. Nobody has ever come to me and said that they have a self-worth problem. We have relationship problems. We have business problems. We have health problems. We have career problems. We never put our finger and say, this is a self-worth problem. And that's what I want us to really look at and address. Because as we know, if we have, let's say, an illness or a disease, but we have the wrong diagnosis and therefore the wrong prescription, we'll never be able to really cure the thing that we're going after, right? And so many say they've got this feeling of missing feelings of satisfaction or fulfillment, or, you know, they don't want to work as hard, but if they could just delegate more, if the company didn't operate in this fashion, if these things change, then they would be able to itch that itch or heal that wound or fix that feeling. But if we don't grasp and don't get that the foundation is not really self-confidence, which is an external cultivated accomplishment-based feeling, but self-worth, which is an internal inner game experience. If we don't understand that there may be the possibility that we have feelings of unworthiness for reasons that began long ago when we had well-intentioned parents and friends who always asked us how we were doing, or when we were in school, we got rewarded for something that we did right. We began this journey in this belief system that we had to hustle for our value, that we had to hustle for our worth, for our love. If you struggle, for example, with walking into a meeting room or for asking for what you want or speaking what you think, maybe you have trouble promoting yourself or holding a boundary to work less. Any of these things are signs that you may need to start with looking at the belief that I am worthy enough. We believe oftentimes that we need more confidence to do these things, or we need the new tactics or techniques. But self-confidence comes from this, as I said, external experience. And self-worth, that's an internal matter. It is literally your basement. It's your foundation. Trying to feel fulfilled by accomplishing more, it's like threading a needle while you're wearing boxing gloves, right? It's absolutely impossible, because while achievement can make you feel a lot of things, you can feel empowered, you can feel more self-confident, you can feel more strong, it can never and will never make you feel worthy. So let me be clear again. I'm sure you don't think, just as I didn't, that I had a self-worth issue and that that would take care of any of my external problems of working too hard, of not liking the career that I was in or pursuing, of my financial situations. But if you think about it, if you have, let's say, a garden that you're tending to and that's beautiful, but you don't like gardens, it's unlikely you're going to go water it. If you've got a career that is wonderful or successful or looks good by external measures, but you don't feel worthy of having it, then you're probably not going to show up at your highest levels of capacity or ability or talent or your giftedness. You see what I'm saying? You can achieve all of the things that make you look like a success. But if on the inside, you don't have the identity of someone who feels worthy of that success, exactly as you are, without doing another thing or without anything else, then you can achieve all those things, but you're never really going to still feel fulfilled. And like I said, after working with so many people through the years, many who've accomplished more than I can ever imagine, I've learned that people can gain more self-confidence to move through their failures, to have higher performance, to achieve milestones, all these things. But they're never really ever going to feel that they can stop to enjoy them if they don't feel worthy of them. So the main underlying feeling for why we have so many challenges and where we really need to start is that we don't feel worthy enough. We don't feel worthy enough as we are, so we falsely believe that there's this additional level of external accomplishment that we just got to get a little bit more done, that we've just got to get a little bit more under control, or we need just a little bit more validation and approval, or we just need to make sure that we're a little bit more safe in whatever will we've set ourselves up in, and that that's going to give us this feeling of worthiness that we so desire. And it just never will do it. For many of us in this stage of our life, we're realizing that despite having accomplished all the things, whether it's one big thing or many things that we thought would make us feel fulfilled or satisfied, that we're still missing the feeling of internal satisfaction. And it is frustrating because we've done all the things that society has told us to do, and whether it's the career or the financial success that we were supposed to attain, but we can still not feel that feeling that we thought we'd feel. And our feelings of unworthiness can do a lot of things when we ask, what does this have to do with my life, leadership, or my business? Not only is it contributing to the factor of anxiety and the epidemic of loneliness that's going across the world, we're also not able to slow down because we're chasing something that we're never able to catch. So if you're an entrepreneur or you're a boss or you're a leader of a team and you have the title and the business results, but you're struggling with believing that you're enough, or you struggle with imposter syndrome, that where you got here because of luck, if anyone ever found out that you're way over what you are gifted with, if you believe any of that, it's going to show up in your decision-making. You'll second guess yourself, possibly sabotage yourself. And for sure, you're going to keep hustling. For sure, you're going to keep working harder and harder. We have a cultural conditioned training that we've gone through that we have to hustle for our worth. And it has led us down this path of lack of satisfaction, a lack of fulfillment. And if you're like me, you might even do it until your body completely shuts down and forces you not to work so hard. You know, at the beginning of the year, there's an exercise where you choose one word that you want to focus on throughout the year. And there's a group of men seated around with each other, and everyone's going through sharing their word. And this one successful career man said with tears in his eyes, I want to walk worthy. He wanted to walk worthy, that even though he had a lot of accomplishments and was revered and had the title, that he'd never really felt worthy of what he had and was therefore never able to solidly enjoy it. And for this calendar year, that's his word or words. He added one, walk worthy. So maybe for you, it's understanding that just because you exist, just as you exist, inherently, everyone, no matter what socioeconomic level title or what you've accomplished, you're worthy. You're worthy to be there. You're worthy to rest. You're worthy to ask for what you want. You are worthy. Never doubt that. The reality is that I still work on cultivating my own self-worth every day. I can see when I'm stagnating on important decisions, or when I'm not showing up fully, but as I think I'm supposed to get approval from others, or when I'm not accepting a challenge, it's then that I have to take a breath. And I do the very tools that I encourage my clients to do. One of them, which I'll share with you right now, is to notice those times when I'm doing those things. And if I'm stagnating, if I'm overthinking, if I'm stalling, if I'm changing who I am to get approval, is to write out and take note of what it is. And what I do is called a worthy list. The first step of that is to, again, it might just be, what are the things that I'm not doing right now, or what I'm not experiencing, or I'm not feeling? And then I write in front of it, I am worthy to. So I am worthy to rest. I am worthy to sit still. I'm worthy to not take on that work. I'm worthy to love myself exactly as I am. I'm worthy enough to take a vacation. I'm worthy enough to be home for dinner right now. I'm worthy enough to say what I want. I'm worthy enough to say no more to the work I don't want to do. When I've done this, I sometimes put a little bit of attitude into it. You got to feel it. I am worthy enough to say, heck no. You're worthy enough. You're worthy enough to rest and to sit still and to call that person you've been thinking about. You're worthy enough to say no to a client that doesn't fit with you. You're worthy enough to say yes to what lights you up. You're worthy enough to step out of the office. You're worthy enough to make a career change. You're worthy enough to say what you're thinking in the big meeting. You're worthy enough to make and consume support of others. Take a breath. Right now, you are truly worthy exactly as you are. And it doesn't mean you stop pursuing your goals or your dreams. It means you don't pursue them with the belief that they're going to ever make you feel fulfilled. What you want is that when you do hit them, that you're able to enjoy them. And if you don't achieve them, you know and feel worthy regardless. That is a rich life, my friends. To be able to be at peace and satisfied and fulfilled. Not when you get there, because there's no there, but to feel it as you move, to feel it as you exist in this very moment. And you deserve that. So practice and know that you can learn how to feel worthy. It is a learned skill, and we're not often taught it. Most of us aren't. And yet most of our population feels that it is not enough in this moment, and that there'll be some moment in time where they will feel it. That is the biggest lie that we chase. My wish for you is that you feel in this moment today and going forward, and that you cultivate a practice to start to condition yourself and believe in your worthiness, that you can sit and eat bonbons, that you can do whatever it is that you want on a given day. It doesn't mean that you're not going to pursue your goals. It actually means that they will be easier because you won't stall. You won't hesitate with feelings of not being worthy of whatever it is that you desire to experience while you're here. So again, if you want one of those tools, is make a worthy list. Begin by asking yourself what you're not feeling or what you're not doing that you really want, what you're not experiencing. And then that second step is to put, and I'm worthy enough to, in front of it. Know that when you learn to feel in your life that you are enough, it will allow you to stop working so hard and hustling to achieve it. Peace, my friends. I look forward to our next time.
Thank you for being with me today. By you listening to this, it tells me you're interested in growing yourself, and likely not just for yourself, but to positively influence others as well. If you enjoyed this podcast, go ahead and share this with your friends and colleagues. When leaders like you grow yourself and then grow others, we all are positively impacted. If you have questions, I'm here to answer them, and may even use them in our upcoming podcasts. go ahead. You can send those questions to breakthrough@ritahyland.com. Remember, a half version of you is not enough. The world needs the full version of you at play. I look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.